Well, howdy guys, now here's a disturbing news item. This is a 25-year-old Femon teacher. Well, she's 26 now. And she was charged with engaging in a sexual relationship with an 11-year-old boy in her class. Then loads of texts were found about her talking about touching his leg and talking about his erection and talking about her periods as well. As the father said, it was real disturbing stuff. She was charged with quite a number of sexual offences, but a couple of serious sexual offences were dropped because of a plea deal. Hey, there you go, guys. There's the pussy pass. Believe it or not, this Femon was going to get married in about 3 months. But when her would-be husband found out what she'd been doing, he cancelled the wedding immediately. Boy, did he dodge a bullet. She pleaded with the judge to only give her a year, but the prosecutor said that was too lenient. This is the Femon at sentencing, after being found guilty.
While we are here today and are extremely frustrated and concerned about these facts and this case and the terrible impact that it's had, and in that light, I think that a more appropriate sentence and the sentence that I will hand down here today is I'm going to order that Ms. Bergman be incarcerated in the Wisconsin State Prison System for 6 years. And that she serve 6 years on extended supervision thereafter. That's on count three. With regard to counts six and eight, I'm going to order 1.5 years of incarceration on each. That's the maximum sentence. And 2 years of extended supervision on each. And I am going to run all of this concurrent. I think, essentially, the outcome here is 6 years in the state prison, 6 years of extended supervision is an appropriate sentence given everything I've heard here today and I've discussed with you. Now, Ms. Bergman, you're going to have to calm down for a minute because I have to give you some more.
Well, as you can see, guys, she's turned the tears on. This is something that Femons do all the time, is to get sympathy, to get leniency. She's not crying for the 11-year-old boy. She's crying for herself. But it's unusual for Femons to have to pay for their bad decisions in society, isn't it? And apparently what she's been doing had been going on for some time. There was about 33,000 texts between them. Makes you wonder if this 11-year-old boy was her only victim. There should be a forfeit for Femons in this situation. They should never be allowed to have any children at all of their own. Ever. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Let me know what you think as usual. You take it easy.